Police describe break-in at Studio City home as hate crime. Studio City, California. A break-in at a Studio City home October 25 was described by police as a hate crime due to threats the suspect allegedly made against the residents, one of whom said the culprit threatened to kill them for being Jewish. Officers sent to the 3000 block of Laurel Canyon Boulevard about 5:25 a.m. arrested Daniel Garcia at the scene, the Los Angeles Police Department reported. The victims were awakened around 5 a.m. by Mr. Garcia, who was heard yelling, "Free Palestine," and, kill Jews," police said. Two adults and four children were inside the home at the time of the break-in, and the husband pushed the man outside and into the backyard, where officers found him armed with a kitchen knife and took him into custody, according to KTLA 5. Garcia, possibly suffering from mental illness, acted alone and his actions appeared motivated by the victim's religious beliefs, police said. It appeared Mr. Garcia may have had prior contacts with the victims, police said. No injuries were reported, police said. The female homeowner told KTLA that the man, who appeared to be drunk, broke into the home, entered her bedroom, and made threats. He came inside, and he was begging, "Don't shoot me. But you're Jewish, I'm going to kill you because you're Jewish," the woman told reporters, in remarks recorded over the home's intercom system. Mr. Garcia was booked at Van Nuys Jail for stalking and making criminal threats with a hate crime enhancement, police said. Bail was set at $225,000. Mayor Karen Bass issued a statement Wednesday afternoon condemning the break-in as a vile act of hate that has no place in our city. In the wake of the terror and violence inflicted over the previous weeks, this is one of the worst fears of Jewish families across our country, hatred spilling across the threshold, destroying the sense of safety and sanctuary in a home, Ms. Bass said. We remain steadfast in support of the Jewish people. The people of Los Angeles will not cower to hate. We will respond to it. The Los Angeles Police Department will continue to conduct increased patrols in communities throughout our city, and I call on officials to take action to ensure the person responsible for this heinous act is held fully accountable.